On September 28, 2020, police charged Julie Rule with driving under the influence of alcohol. That was after receiving a report of an SUV swerving before it pulled over into the Scow Bay turnaround about 3 miles south of Petersburg. Police say Rule was met there by her partner, James Vick, and got into his truck. Officer Lewis Wachter arrested her after conducting part of a field sobriety test. Police Chief Jim Kerr said both Rule and Vick claimed that the officer touched her inappropriately, using both hands while helping her into the patrol vehicle, and asked to file a criminal charge against him. 2 months later, police charged the two of them for a false report. Kerr released video footage from the encounter and said he played the recording for the two and gave them the chance to recant their accusation. The department had purchased body cams that summer and said this was the first time footage was used to defend an officer against a complaint. In the video, Vic tells the officer that Rule had not been driving. Later, he also claimed the police edited the footage to eliminate the inappropriate touching. However, police say that's not possible with the new video system. The video shows her asking for help to get into the police vehicle. The officer holds a flashlight in one hand, while his other hand is not visible, and he helps her get in. In March of this year, Vic agreed to plead guilty to a charge of providing a false report. He was sentenced to 10 days in jail and a $1,000 fine. However, both his jail time and fine are suspended. Rule was scheduled for trial this month, but also accepted a plea agreement, pleading guilty to making a false report and a reduced charge of reckless driving. She'll have to pay a $1,000 fine, but has a 45-day jail sentence suspended for the reckless driving charge. Another 10-day jail sentence and a $1,000 fine are suspended for the false report. Both are also on probation for a year. Vic ran for borough assembly last year but finished last in an 8-person race. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.